the messages on screen, the written audio that goes from that version becomes available. This station
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast. Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast, episode number 6. My name is Kobe. Cam's here too.
Yep. Six?
Six.
Dang.
You believe it?
Yeah.
All right.
I do believe it.
What's going on today?
All right. Well, today's podcast, we have...
Today's
podcast, we've got 12 skills every prepper should No.
Every, like, all of them should
we,
know it.
Yep, these are
this
very important.
This isn't for, like, 75% of preppers.
Yeah.
This is for 100%.
This isn't, like, hardcore preppers and, like, casual. This
yeah.
is for everybody.
This is for everybody. Okay, yeah. Good.
And then we've got
I'm excited
an Alpha
to learn.
Outpost box to review.
Yeah, we do.
Which is cool.
Alpha Outpost.
Yep.
The boys sent us a box.
They did.
The Patriot.
And then we got our old basic stuff, you know?
Yeah, Mad World Update.
Med tip.
Just the medical tip.
You're just going to get the tip.
Yeah, just the tip. Guys, today's podcast is brought to you by audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/casualprepperspodcast. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. That's audibletrial.com/casualprepperspodcast. All right. So moving on.
A free survival book.
Yeah, you can get it for free.
It's freaking free.
So don't be an idiot and just go do it.
It's freaking free.
Mm-hmm. This isn't a joke either.
No, this is
this is serious
this
stuff.
Is true life.
So we did a giveaway on Facebook. We haven't announced this yet on Facebook. So everyone's like waiting for us to announce this, but we're going to announce it right now.
Yeah.
I don't even think you know who won.
I don't.
Yet,
I don't.
But I know
who won. You didn't even tell me.
So it was the Fire Cone, what was it called? Do you remember? The Fire Cone
little
thing.
Poor-
yeah, the Fire Cone.
The little furnace looking thing?
Yeah. Yep. That's what this person's going to win. And his name is Mike Searcy from
nice job,
Baltimore,
Mike.
Maryland.
Really?
So if your name is Mike Searcy from Baltimore, Maryland,
you
send us a message.
Have won.
You have won this. So you need
nice
to
job.
You need to like private message us on Facebook or send us an email at casualprepperspodcast@gmail.com.
So we know you're
or
not.
Come
a
to
bot.
The website at casualpreppers.com.
Yeah.
Because we don't have your address.
Nope.
We aren't the government.
Nope.
We're not listening into your calls. All right.
Nope.
So anyways, nice job, Mike.
Yeah.
Bueno.
We'll get it out to you.
And now
it's a mad, mad world.
I want you to start this time, Cam.
I'm going
to
start this time.
Do you actually have a real one this time?
Yeah, this is... Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, this is real to life. Syria, you know what's going on in Syria?
Usually bad things.
What the freak isn't going on in Syria?
Yeah.
No, so, you know, all the just civil war, basically, going on in Syria.
Yeah.
Just got me thinking, like, I read an article about just the crap that, like, the medical... I mean, they just execute medical people to try and slow the war effort of whatever side.
That's
just freaky stuff.
Oh my gosh,
you know?
That's insane, man.
So, you know, it just got me thinking, stuff like that can just happen. I mean, and I'm thinking, what if you were traveling in one of those countries and a civil war broke out? I mean, how prepared were you during your travel?
Exactly.
And, you know, and having, you know, just the basic survival, you know, skills that we're going to go over.
Yeah.
But I mean, really, like... A civil war can break out anywhere, and then you're confined to your homes or wherever or
hotel.
It's just kind of freaky. And,
it is.
You know, there's a lot of people suffering, and we could be in that situation too. So,
yeah. So be prepared. That's what you're saying. Mine's honestly kind of similar to that.
Yeah.
Actually, it's the France, the vehicle attack in Nice, France.
Yeah.
Okay. So they killed 84 people. First off, he didn't use a gun. So stick it up your butts, you freaking liberals. Seriously.
No kidding.
He didn't use a gun.
Just freaking ran
so
over everybody.
He used a vehicle, which we all have, which we all use. So you can't ban that.
Yeah. Terrifying.
Idiots. Anyways, so he killed 84 people, injured 202 people. And so this is in a big square. So this is something. So maybe this happens where you're at. You know, maybe you don't get killed, but you're there. This is something, you know, with your EDC kit. If you have some medical gear with you all the time. You know, you could help some people. You could save somebody's life,
yep, right?
Right. So if you have your EDC kit, we haven't really gone over EDC kits too much. We're going to, though.
Right. But even out without, you know, just training yourself to respond to a situation like that.
Having those skills, which, like, we will probably talk about that today, I'm guessing.
We will.
Basic first aid stuff, right?
Yeah.
So Yeah.
That's so freaky. Yeah, that could happen anywhere.
It could happen anywhere. That crap happens all the time. So be prepared.
Yeah. Your local UPS driver. Yeah. Can just plow you over.
Yeah. They could.
FedEx maybe.
Yeah.
DHL.
Brown or blue, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Right? So. Yeah.
They are out to get us.
About to bring me goodies, man. They brought me Alpha Outpost this week, so I was happy.
Yeah.
So, anyways. So let's get into it. 12 skills every prepper should know.
Yeah.
So number one, and I think everyone probably knows that this is
going to... goes back to caveman time.
Yeah. Fire starting. You need to know how to start a fire. First of all, if you're a man and you can't start a fire, you're not a man.
You're not.
Right? Have you, like, going out with the family camping or something and you can't start a fire? I mean, that's just, oh man, that makes you feel like an idiot.
Yep.
Right? So, first of all, this comes into play in a lot of different situations. Bugging out. So, you know, say you had to bug out. You're going to use it for a lot of different things. You're going to use it to cook. You know, well, depending on what kind of food you have with you, you're going to need it to cook.
Right.
You're going to need it to keep warm, most likely at night, even if it's in the summer. You know, you're going
to
need it.
Doesn't
that.
The desert drop to like, can drop really.
It gets cold.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter where you're at. You're going to need it at night to get warm, to keep warm. And you could use it for signaling.
Fend off wolves.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like White Fang.
White Fang. Yeah, exactly. So, I think your bug out bag should have at least three ways to start a fire.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, at least three because you know how it is.
There's so many ways too. Yeah.
It's frustrating sometimes. Like I've tried to use those magnesium and flint and steel things. Sometimes those just don't work.
No.
And they're
junk. If you don't have the right fuel.
Yeah. And that's kind of what I'm talking about too. Practice with the tools you have in your bag.
Yeah.
Know how to use those tools and practice with them because it really makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
I think anyways.
No. Yeah. When we started doing the reviews of the box, like I had a hard time with those.
Yeah.
And you know, once we learned,
once you get better with those ferro rods and stuff, you start to get a feel for them and learn. So you need to know how to do that. And know which ones you're good with, you know, so, and know the best methods when everything is wet. That's a huge thing because, you know, in some places it's always raining. We don't have that issue here.
Yeah.
But you need to know those methods. Another thing I was thinking about, you need to know which woods are best in your area to use for fire too.
Right.
Know which ones give off
smoke.
Smoke and which ones don't give off smoke.
Yeah, like really.
You know what I mean? Because if you're bugging out, maybe you don't want to be seen.
Yeah.
You know? Maybe you're trying to hide, but you're still cold as hell, so you need to, you know. So just real quick, some low smoke woods are ash, oak, beech, birch, hickory, and maple.
Nice.
So those are all really low smoke.
Non-smokers.
All right. So anyways, just learn what's in your area and which ones are good. So that's for bugging out. Yeah, it is. Hunkering down. So if you're staying at home, if you're bugging in, you know what I mean? It's basically the same stuff. You're going to need it to cook, most likely, if you don't have power. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
You know, and if you have a wood-burning stove, you're going to have to start a fire all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to need it for water purification, possibly.
True.
You know, at home. Another thing I thought of is it's a good thing to know for sterilizing first aid instruments, you know,
right.
For heat.
That's true.
You know, you can boil those or you can put them directly on the flame and they'll sterilize them.
Or you can cauterize, you know.
Cauterize, yeah.
Burn.
Exactly.
Brand people.
You can, yeah. I mean, if you're starting a herd of people and you need to brand them. So anyways, those are some good things to know. And then also kind of get, this is something I need to work with a little bit. Get a basic knowledge of like the primitive ways to start a fire, you know, without those things that you have in your bug out bag, because you might get caught out there without any of that stuff.
Yeah,
so like, you know, learn the fire plow, the hand drill, the bow drill, all those kind of things.
Yeah.
At least get a basic knowledge of them because you never know.
It's true.
Right?
You really don't.
So anyways, that's fire starting for me. I mean, that's a really important
that's good,
skill.
Yeah. That's a lot of detail.
Number good one, job. Fire starting.
Number two
is...
First aid. So there's a ton of stuff to go with first aid.
Yeah.
Just tons. So yeah, you've got all of your supplies, you've got all of your medicines, you know, your suturing kits, your bandages.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any idea how to use any of them? Really?
I can put a Band-Aid on usually.
Yeah.
But my knowledge is not so awesome.
So, you know, cleaning and dressing wounds, how much do you know about that? little. You're going to know a lot by the end of my medical tip today.
Good. Fantastic.
So suturing, closing wounds, different techniques to close wounds. I mean, have you really looked into how to do them? So, I mean, there's staples, there's sutures, there's bandage, there's band-aids, there's Steri-Strips, there's
hair.
There's hair. Yes, there is. So, I mean, you really need to, if you're going to be carrying that crap, packing the weight, you need to know how to even use that.
Especially like with your bug out bag, and you need to make the most out of the stuff you have.
Exactly.
So if you have, like, seriously.
So it's like, don't carry crap you're not going to even know how to do
and it's
use.
Like, honestly, the more knowledge and the more skills you have, the less stuff you're going to have to carry.
Right.
Most likely.
Yep.
Right?
And the more valuable you are to your group.
Yeah, exactly.
Or yourself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Basics of CPR and basic life support, you know, check the airway. I mean, you're going to probably run into some sort of trauma or somebody's going to get hurt or sick. And
well, I mean, that's just an everyday life too.
Yeah, yeah, you know what exactly. I mean? Exactly. I mean, that CPR course, just get it done. Mm-hmm. Take care of it. I mean, nobody wants to do it. I think mine's expired even.
Is it? You might need to look at that.
No,
I should take
updated.
One too.
I know. It's stuff that's kind of annoying and you don't really want to do, but I mean, those basics have been proven, you know?
Yeah, so. I took one like forever ago and I think I remember.
Yeah, most people have done them and it's always about the same.
15 and 2 or something. That's all I remember.
Yeah,
maybe
now
that's
it's
wrong
like
now.
Super fast compressions. Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's changed. That's why you need to keep getting updated, right?
Exactly. Hmm. So, you know, other ways to control bleeding, tourniquet. You gotta learn how to use those are tricky.
Yes,
you need to know details on tourniquets, you know, how long they stay on. And
yeah, that's the thing. A lot of these preppers are like, I gotta have a tourniquet, gotta have it in there.
Yeah.
It's like,
do you know what a tourniquet can do?
Yeah, because
and what damage it can do?
It could really do some damage if you don't know what's going
on.
It's
true. It's kind of freaky, you know, you have some survival guru and you get hurt and they're taking care of you and they don't know these skills.
Yeah.
You're screwed.
Yeah.
Like you're gonna probably get more messed up.
Exactly.
Other things in medicine, you know, natural medicines.
Yeah.
What's around you? What things can you use? The you know, because you're not going to be
just
carrying.
Off of the land and off.
Yeah,
of, yeah.
Exactly.
So,
and
so
you
know
like
around.
Different things we talked about in terms of for pain, you know, compression, all those just basic things that you really should, you know, get caught up on.
Yeah.
The other thing is, you know, medicines use and storing them and how long and how they are used, properly used and things like that.
Yeah. That one's tough. Cause
I know
so
there
much.
Are and splints and slings.
See with the medicines,
so many
thing,
of those too.
A lot of this stuff is to at least have a basic knowledge, but maybe have somebody in your group or you
somebody
know what I mean?
You trust,
somebody you trust that
gonna,
knows
yeah.
this stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I thought one thing is, I mean, if you really don't have the time, you really want to carry that stuff, just print out something online.
Yeah.
Just print it out, small piece of paper that goes through instructions of cleaning and prepping a wound or putting sutures in. Then you have it. I mean,
exactly.
If you don't want it, just burn it. You
know? Yeah, exactly.
Start another fire.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, that's first aid.
First aid. Now, fantastic. That's such a huge
It's such a big category. It's like 10 episodes of podcasting.
It is, and we'll be getting into more of it. But first aid is not even for preppers, it's just for everybody. Everybody should have that basic knowledge
with
that
really,
stuff.
Yeah.
And a lot of this
know what
stuff
you're
is
using, how to use it.
A lot of this stuff is just like common skills that everybody should have.
Right.
Really. So three is navigation, and I think that's one of those skills that, you know, everybody goes hiking, everybody goes camping.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody goes, you know, on a walk with their family, and it's amazing how fast you can get turned around and get lost.
And I mean, I'll admit, using a compass, I'm not that comfortable with using one confidently.
Yeah, I need more.
So it's like
practice
these basic things that everybody knows. Oh yeah, yeah, I know that. But do you?
Yeah, I know
like,
I know the compass points north. Or you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But
well, if I have a compass, I can find
and it
my
depends
way
on your compass, not and it depends on true north, and there's a lot of different aspects that you know you should you really need to get into and learn. So you know. We talked about, was it a couple episodes ago, about your bug out plan?
Exactly,
you know,
yeah. Yeah, it was.
So you
2 episodes ago?
Yeah, something like that. You need to know where you're going, and hopefully you do know, and hopefully you know the direction you're going and how to get there. But, you know, in an SHTF situation, it's never going to go how you plan it.
No.
Stuff's going to get insane. You're going to get, maybe you have to run or get to a different spot, and you're turned around.
Right.
You know what I mean? So the biggest thing is, I think, with this is know where you live. Know your area as well as you can. Get out and learn the landscape. Learn the mountains. Learn everything around you.
Right.
Because if you have that basic, you know, orientation of where everything is and how to get to places, it's a big deal.
Well, I always think about, like, you know, World War II, they just studied landmarks. So yeah. when, you know, on D-Day, when they the paratroopers landed,
they would just say, go to
there's
here.
Like that church. I know, mm-hmm. you know, over this way is,
yeah.
You know, St. Mary Glees or whatever.
Yeah.
So they knew by landmarks, and I'm like, that's pretty awesome. And
yeah.
that's what you need to do is look at the whole map of your area and be like,
exactly.
I know this mountain range cause it's right here and mm-hmm. I need to go north
and go over that with your family and your group who you may be.
Right.
You know,
that's
what
one
I mean?
Thing I need to talk to my kids about.
Yeah. Because and, oh, even my wife, sometimes, you know, it's sometimes women with their directions.
I know.
Sometimes some of them are really good. I mean,
oh, yeah.
some of them really are. My wife's not as bad as some. My sister is yeah. horrible. Like she uses her GPS to get to the store and back that she's been doing yeah. a million times. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yep. just have that basic orientation of east, west, north, south.
Right. Right.
And I think it really helps. So know your area, and know how to read a map. And yeah, we talked about this too, is one of those things that you should have around is a map.
Mm-hmm.
Have a map of your area, have road maps, have a topographical map, know how to read those maps.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Cause they do you no good if you're looking at them and like,
yeah,
I don't know.
I think,
bunch of lines.
You know, what big cities are close to you.
Yeah.
Why not get a map of them?
Yeah. It's not going to hurt mm-hmm. to have it around the house.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
If you know you got to go there really quick for some reason, just grab it and go.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Another thing is star charts. It's something you can, you know, you can use to navigate. I'm not going to go through all of how to do that. But
no, but I've always wanted to learn to yeah. navigate by the stars. Cause
and it's like that thing we got with the battle box a while ago, the bandana.
That was cool.
So we have like this little, is it a star chart or is it a constellation chart? I can't remember exactly what it is, but it's a bandana that has a star chart on it. And it glows in the dark, so it's awesome. I've thrown it in my bug out bag. So mm-hmm. if you can learn a few, you know, how to find the North Star, there's a lot of things, a lot of, you know,
that's
situations.
So smart, having a bandana with, like, useful information on it.
Coulter Co. actually has a few of those. They have one for knots.
Oh, sweet. That's an awesome
yeah,
idea.
Yeah, and they have one. They have a few of those. So
think about that.
Yeah, they have some cool stuff.
Throw, like, five of them in there, you know?
Exactly. And bandanas, you know what I mean? You can use them for so many different things.
Like, if you want, like, the Japan Karate Kid one.
Yeah,
it's fine,
exactly.
But it's not as useful.
That Cobra Kai stuff.
Yeah.
Yes. Another thing I wrote is just know the sun. And this is something that I try and teach my wife all the time. The sun rises in the east and it sets in the west.
That's the sun.
Yeah. That's the.
Don't look at it.
Don't look directly at it, dear. But know that it, you know, where it sets and
right.
where it rises, and
right.
you can kind of get a general direction, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So it's something, it's just a good little thing to know.
It's always there.
Know how to use a compass.
Yeah.
Like we talked about mm-hmm. already. And this is something I need to get better with, you know, and then you can orient your map you're using with the compass, and it just makes navigation so much easier.
Right, right.
So anyways, that's all I have for navigation, but it's just, a good thing to,
yeah.
to learn, right?
Yep.
Okay. All right.
All right. What is the number three?
No, that was three.
Oh, yeah.
We need to go to number four.
Is it cooking?
It's self-defense.
I got them all mixed up. I'm sorry.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. All right. Self-defense.
Yeah. Self-defense.
So.
Marksmanship. Anything. Yeah.
yeah. So, you know, you don't need to become Chuck Norris.
I'd like to.
You can. If you want to, do it. Because
yeah.
you probably will be able to survive anything. But, yeah. You know, self-defense. So. You have to think, you know, you're not going to always be carrying your sidearm.
Right.
And even if you are carrying your sidearm, do you know how to shoot it? How good are you at shooting it? Have you?
I'm pretty good.
You are pretty good. But I mean, really, like, how comfortable are you, your marksmanship, you know? So you have to, if you have firearms, do you know how to shoot them? Do you know how to keep up, you know, how do you adjust the sights on them?
Mm-hmm.
Things like that. So, but physical self-defense, you know, for one, it's probably best to just try and stay out of the situation.
Yeah, that's the number one thing.
Rumble.
Especially in a situation where, you know, it's an SHTF situation.
Yeah.
Just stay out of that situation if you can.
Yeah.
You don't need to be in a fight.
I know.
Like, don't be an idiot.
Yeah. Get stabbed once and all of your
you're done.
Prepping needs are...
You're done.
Yeah.
You know?
It's just stupid.
So, yeah. Avoid confrontation. That's number
right.
one.
Right. Right. So, being on the defense, you know, is definitely the better situation.
Yeah.
So, I kind of, you know, I read a bunch of different articles and ways to, you know, kind of handle yourself in these situations, you know, being out in the wilderness or whatever, surviving. Basically, a lot of them said, if you're going to be in that situation and that person's an aggressor and they're going to come after you, you know, and if you made up your mind that you can't stop them,
yeah,
just freaking go crazy.
Oh, really?
Like, just
Just act like psychotic?
Just like go after him. Like,
oh, really?
You charge and be aggressive and just try and get him, you know. If it's to that point where you're like, he's in, you know, this idiot
it's
is not
happen.
Going to stop.
Yeah.
And, you know, unless he's got a shotgun pointed at your face. But,
right.
But anyway, you know, just fight ruthlessly. There's those vital organs, you know. Get him in the eye, punch him in the temple, punch him in the throat, kick him in the groin. I mean, go for those cheap shots. It doesn't matter.
It's life or death.
What are those things that are going to slow him down? I mean, if you punch him right in the throat, it's going to slow him down.
Eye gouging, man. That's horrible.
Just be dirty. There's no rules to engagement.
No.
In a survival situation.
No, there's not a ref there saying, hey, nah, you lost a point.
Right.
Yeah.
So you just be vicious and psychotic.
I mean,
if you have to bite their nose off, freaking do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so you don't have your weapons. You don't have a knife and stuff. You know, a lot of the articles talked about, you know, making some weapons, a stick, or you can split a stick, put a rock in it, just like old, you know, ancient crap. You can use your keys, use your belt, whip people in the face.
Yeah.
I mean, directly in the face.
This is the thing where your EDC kit, you know, you should always have it with you.
Right, right.
You know?
So, I mean, you have to, and self-defense, not only from humans, but animals, you know.
How to wrestle a bear.
Yeah. You need to know how to do that.
You do.
Gouge their eyes out.
Yeah.
but yeah, you know, just be prepared for an attack from any kind of animal.
Yeah.
So, I mean, self-defense is tough. You've got to, there's a lot of training that goes into it, but I mean, just be dirty and psychotic.
And it's not a bad idea to learn some
martial arts. No, it's
martial
probably
arts,
a really good
you know
idea
I mean?
To at least have some.
It's like my brother-in-law, homie, you know, homie. His thing is, you know, you can learn how to box, but it's always going to go to the ground. That's his thing.
Yeah.
So learn jiu-jitsu.
Right.
Jiu-jitsu is the thing.
Seriously.
I've done a little bit of it, and that stuff is nasty.
Yeah.
Man. And it's just some relatively easy things you can learn really quick.
Yeah.
You know? So, anyways.
True. So, yeah. Self-defense.
Yeah. Okay. Self-defense. Good job. Number four. So, number five is communications. And this is sort of a difficult skill because depending on what's happened, a lot of this stuff isn't going to be a whole lot of use. Right? So, there's a lot of different types of skills and equipment that you could use when stuff goes down or even in like a localized emergency. So your first line of communication is always going to be your cell phone, right? I mean, that's the first thing you're going to always try and use. There's just no doubt about it, but it may not work. And even in a small emergency, localized, the towers could be overworked really quick.
Yeah.
Everybody's trying to call home. Everybody's
about the last thing I'm depending on.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously you're going to try and use it, but you can't depend on it. And that's one of those things too, you know, make sure you have a charger for your cell phone somewhere in your car or in your
bug out
bag.
There's a lot of those little solar chargers.
Yeah, exactly.
You just need your cable.
And so if it is working, you can use that because that's going to be your number one thing, obviously. So, you know, your second one's probably going to be your landline phone. A lot of people don't even have that anymore. But it will most likely work if the power's out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's
so
true.
It's nice to have around. If the power's out, you know, a lot of times the cell phones will go down. You can't charge your cell phones or the towers are down. You know, you've always got that landline phone.
Yeah.
Number one thing I think every prepper should have, well, number one thing, a really important thing for communication. It's only a one-way communication, but it's an emergency radio.
Right.
You know, I think it's an absolute necessity. And it should be a solar or a crank radio.
Right.
Right.
And they usually have them in combination.
Yeah.
You have both a crank and a solar.
Exactly. Yeah. We got one in a battle box not too long ago. The NOA.
Yeah, that one's cool. That's the one that has both.
Yep. And it can actually charge a phone and it's solar powered.
So you got a lot of uses.
Those are really nice to have around, you know, and you can at least get information about what's going on out there. You know, you okay over there?
My back hurts.
Your back hurts. So it's something good to have around. So another form of communication is two-way radios. A lot of people have those laying around. You know, the only downfall of those is they don't reach out very far sometimes. You know, if you're across town, you might be able to, you know, it just depends on what you have and how much you spend on them. CB radios, those a lot of truckers have them, obviously.
I don't know how to use one.
You don't?
No.
They're really easy. All right. Really, really easy. The thing about a CB radio is it depends on your reach is probably around a mile. If you have really good line of sight, maybe 10 miles. You know what I mean? It just kind of depends.
Yeah.
So they're good to have around.
Yeah.
But, you know, when it comes to communications, comes down to ham radio.
Yeah.
And that's just...
But familiarizing yourself with like multiple ways of...
Yeah.
CB and all that.
Exactly. So, I mean, you never know if you're going to find a truck that has a CB and yeah. you can, you know what I mean?
I know.
Or have a CB laying around. You can always throw it in an antenna real quick. Boom.
Nice.
You know, you can do it. But ham radio, it's one of those things. It's legal to own. It's and just to listen, but you have to have a license to broadcast. So
right.
you guys need to know that. I have a little ham radio. Cam has one, the little Baofeng
right.
ham radios, right?
And we're planning to get our licenses.
Yep. That's the plan. We'll see if it actually happens.
Sure need to do it, right?
So with the ham radios, and it depends on which kind of equipment you have, you can reach out there for basically forever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're dependent on repeaters. You know, to get out there, but most of these guys are serious dudes, and their repeaters are all
yeah, there's
backup.
Some hardcore ham radio.
Yeah, they're on backup radios. They have networks. I mean, it's just insane. And I've been trying to figure out why ham radio is so popular. You know, with preppers and emergency people. I mean, kind of what I get from it is they're super flexible. They're not tied to actual channels. So depending
nice.
On interference and those kind of things, it uses multiple modes and like blocks of frequencies, I guess. I need to learn more. We're going to do a podcast on it at some point.
Yeah.
We'll do a podcast on it. But anyways, and one
well,
thing
it's like the radio for the apocalypse.
Exactly. But all of this being said, if there is an EMP and you haven't prepared the way you should, none of that's going to matter anyways.
True.
Because it's all done. None of it's going to work.
Freaking EMP.
Unless you have prepared, you have Faraday bags or a Faraday cage and all those sort of things, which we'll go over in a different podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's five. That's
the
communication.
EMP podcast, perhaps?
The EMP podcast.
Okay.
Yes. So that was five.
Six. Cookies.
Cookies.
So cooking, you...
That's a skill you need to know.
You manly men that think you don't need to learn how to cook?
Yeah. You
well,
do.
This day and age, you probably already know how to cook quite well.
Yeah.
So yeah, in terms of cooking, you need to know different ways to cook without pots and pans.
Or
with pots and pans. Yes, you do need to make that a priority because that would be a lot easier.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, you know, different ways to cook, different seasonings, different types of food and their nutritional value, and how to you know, if you are out there and you caught a fish and you didn't eat it all, I mean, how to kind of
preserve it
so that you can take it with you. But you know, there's so many different ways you can cook with just rocks. I mean,
in a survival situation,
cooking over coals and ash. You know, all you need is a plant that's not poisonous, and you wrap whatever it is in the leaves, and that keeps the moisture in, and it can cook a lot for if you don't have tin foil.
Yeah,
and then you just I mean, you've got broiling with, you know, over the fire. You know, ways to do that, ways to make a thing that works. And, you know, just, we did a really fun little broiling event when we, our roasting of the meat. That was a nightmare.
Oh, that's right. Huh?
That was hard.
It was good though.
It was. But yeah, I mean, preparing foods, cooking, I mean, you can go into so much on this. Steam pits, you can actually steam your food to, you know, to keep the nutritional value and not lose all the good stuff in it.
It won't taste as good though. I don't give a crap.
Steaming?
Yeah, it's not going to taste as good.
But yeah, you can get hot rocks and bury your food under those rocks and then cover it in dirt. And like 6 hours later, if it's wrapped up in something, it'll steam it.
Wow. That's interesting.
Pretty cool. You can actually use a rock as boiling or is it boiling? Well, you can. But, frying pan. You just prop a rock up on small things, have fire on it, and sit there and fry on it.
Absolutely.
So just, I mean, with cooking, the main things are, you know, what kind of foods are of value and, you know, how can you prepare them without having your stove and microwave and,
right.
you know, there's a lot of ways with fire and rocks and.
Yeah. So just know the basics.
Yeah,
of that
I mean,
stuff.
There isn't much more to go into on that.
Yeah, no.
But you really, I mean, you need to be a good cook.
You do. Your wife's going to enjoy that too.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Well, all right. She already does.
Which she does, yeah. 7 is hunting, fishing, trapping. These are skills that are really valuable, especially if, you know.
You don't hunt, fish, or trap.
Well, yeah. so, you know, every prepper's got their food storage. Well, they should, right? But, you know, that can only last so long, and you're going to want to make it last as long as possible if, you know, you can't go to the grocery store. So you're going to want to supplement that with something no matter what.
Right.
You know, there's just no way around it. So you're going to need to know how to hunt and how to fish and how to trap, right? So it's just some basics with that stuff. You know the animals in your area. Know what's around. You know, what can I go hunt? If you don't know that, you know, what are you going to do? Just walk around?
Yeah.
You know where to find them. Learn their behaviors. How to find them.
Tracking. You know? Yeah.
Exactly. Learn how to field dress them. Learn how to preserve the meat.
Yeah.
That's stuff that's really important. Make sure you have a way to kill an animal. Make sure you have a weapon, some sort of a weapon.
Multiple ways to kill an animal.
Yeah, multiple ways. I mean, you have guns. Have a bow. You know, yeah. Learn different traps. I mean, traps are a little bit harder, but, you know, with a snare and things like that, you can just set it and go and come
back. Right,
you know, and snares are relatively easy to do.
Right.
I'm not saying that I'm great at it.
But something, yeah.
Something we should work on.
You need to kind of at least look at a picture of how to make it.
Like I said, we're casual preppers. We're not, you know, I'm not out there building snares every night.
Yeah.
I just can't do it. I have a job. It's hard to do, right? So just have those weapons around. Know how to use those weapons. Because, you know, like you said before, if you don't know how to use it, it's worthless, right? Practice.
So you don't have an unlimited supply.
Yeah, yeah. So practice. So when it counts, that you're like proficient at least with it. You know.
Yeah.
Learn how to fish. You know, have fishing equipment. Have fishing poles around. This stuff is cheap to get.
Right.
You know.
What kind of bait you can use? That's not, you know, bottled.
Yeah.
What bugs?
Know where, you know, what fish bite where. How to catch those fish in your area. I mean, we have
fly fish. Do you
how
know
many
fly fish?
Yeah. How many, you know, lakes and rivers do we have within like 10
we
miles?
We have so many, yeah.
I mean, it's probably 50.
Probably more than two.
There's more than two. I agree. So, you know that stuff. And my best advice is learn from somebody who knows. Go with somebody who knows what they're doing.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? I mean, I'm lucky. Like, I've been able to grow up with my dad,
your
my
dad's
grandpa.
A hunter.
They hunt every single year. And, you know, I've hunted. I've killed deer. You know, I've gone out and done that. But I'm not awesome at it. I know the basics. So I think I could get out there and and do it.
Right.
You know, and have success. But I'm not an expert. So I just need to learn more.
Yeah, I've never hunted large game.
Yeah.
I've shot birds and
set
up traps, catch fox or raccoon on the farm, but I've never, you know.
Yeah. So anyways, learn how to hunt, fish, all that kind of stuff. Move on.
Right.
Yep.
I think another thing with that, I was thinking is, I don't know how to skin an animal.
Yeah.
And make good use of that.
Yeah, like I said, you need to learn how to field dress it because you need to know all that stuff.
Yeah.
You can't just kill it and
you did say that. That's right.
Throw it on the fire.
I don't know how to do any of that.
Yeah. You can't just
kill it. Skin a fish.
Yeah.
And I can fillet it and I just don't, I'm like, if I kill an animal and I could use its fur or whatever, I don't know how to do that.
Well, and you know how to cut the meat
up. Head off?
How to cut the meat up, you know, which
can I eat the eyeball?
You can, actually.
Yeah.
So anyways.
Yeah, no, good.
Good skills to know. Dennis. Number 8. Building carpentry. I thought I'd throw that out there for you.
Building carpentry.
Yeah.
No, I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
So most of us know how to build simple things. You know, do you know how to build a house?
I could
do some framing.
A crude house, yeah.
But I mean, like to build some really strong weatherproof shelter, I don't know that I could do it real well.
Yeah.
I could probably hammer a bunch of things together and get it to work. But, you know, getting some basics of just some, I mean, architectural designs of things to make your life easier, you know, pulley systems, building the shelter for yourself, building stuff up high, you know, a deer blind, just like a lot of different useful things that I just kind of, you know, clumped into building.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta be crafty.
You do.
You gotta learn how to do a lot of these things. And
And a lot of times you can't go down to Lowe's and grab something to do it with. So you got to learn how to do it with limited supplies and stuff that's not really meant.
And there's actually a lot of articles of how to make some primitive tools that are useful, you know, for woodworking and stuff like that. You know, do you know how to, you know, cut down a tree and make it into planks or
I
don't either. No. You know, I'm like, there's a lot of stuff that you could learn. You know, how to build, you know, an effective dam or, you know, a pen or corral to keep multiple animals in.
Because
you're
going
to be herding out there.
Your goats and gerbils.
Your little hamsters. Yeah. Your little hamster pen.
Yeah.
You know, making aqueducts for plants.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
jeez.
Just different. You know, you got to be smart.
I don't know.
You got to be brilliant.
I need to start learning some stuff.
I'm like, I could build
a table if I had to.
A workbench.
You know what I mean?
But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff. I mean, learn how to build a lot of things that are useful around your little private secret getaway.
Exactly.
But yeah,
okay.
Building. There's a lot in there.
Learn some stuff about it. All right. 9 is security. This one is kind of difficult. I mean, it's something that, as a skill,
it's like talk to like Apex.
Yeah. I mean, Vivint, have them come over. I don't know, you know, but so security, and this mostly goes with, you know, either your bug out location or your home, most likely your home, because you're going to want to stay at home. If you
get like a uniform and pretend you're a security guard.
Yeah. You can be Paul Blart out there or something. I don't know. Anyways, I just found like a few tips on securing your home, when, you know, stuff goes down.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to give them to you real quick, if that's all right. All right.
Saran wrap.
So the biggest thing is Saran wrap around your entire house. It's waterproof and
people can't see it and they will walk right into it.
They're going to look like idiots.
And your kids can't get out. You can't lose them.
Anyway, so the first thing is standoff space. So this is basically the space between your house or wherever you are and where people can get in. So you know what I mean?
Oh,
like
right.
A fence or something. So have that space where you can see them before they're right on you.
Gotcha.
So that's just something to look at, you know, have a perimeter, something like that. Visibility, have some way to see outside without them looking in. You know what I mean? One-way blinds or something like that, or just a little peephole, you know? Good stuff to know. All right? You're looking at me like, what are you
I was just thinking of some stuff. You know, put in like those interrogation mirrors all of your...
all your windows?
Yeah.
One-way
windows.
I think
somebody's in there and you're staring right at them.
Yeah. Have some things to deter people. Have a dog, man. I mean, my dog's vicious. You've seen him.
Freaking... meanest little.
He is, man. You know, motion lights, have fences, have heavy locks, have steel doors. I don't know. If you think it's really going to go
steel
down.
Door on tonight.
That's not going to happen with me. Bars on the windows. I mean, these are just all ideas.
No, it's true. Yeah.
And a lot of this stuff, you know, you can have around. There's something I was thinking about.
You may already live somewhere where your windows are all.
Yeah, if you're in downtown Detroit.
I was in Brazil, it's just like everything was barred.
Was it?
Oh, yeah, just bars everywhere. Like, not like drinking bars. Like,
I'm sure those were.
But no, like every window was like, you know.
I've heard some weird stuff about Brazil. I've heard there's just like so many.
Oh, there's
many,
a lot of weird stuff about
so
Brazil.
Many cats, like feral cats. There's just like cat piss everywhere that it's made the people crazy. Is that true? I heard that from somebody.
I haven't heard that. I saw a lot of dogs like stuck together. Homosexual dogs.
Oh, really?
And they like get locked on and they're like, one's like hauling and dragging the other. And there's like, you know, animals with no fur on them that are like all diseased. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Isn't that where the Olympics are this year?
Uh-huh. Yeah, so look for the homosexual dogs.
Yeah, and the cat piss.
Just make people crazy. It would make me crazy. That's the worst smell.
Yeah, it's horrible. It's horrible.
But yeah, there are a lot of just freaking...
So something I was thinking about before you rudely interrupted me.
I know, sorry.
You're
saying bars on window are a good idea.
The bars on windows are a good idea. Have a roll of barbed wire just hanging around somewhere.
That's a good idea.
You know what I mean? You could just throw it in your shed or your basement.
And you could
just use that when you need to.
Yeah.
You don't have to look like that guy that has his whole
house
barbed
wire.
You don't have
to already barbed wire.
You know what I mean?
Well, just in case.
I'm barbed wire this whole damn thing. You know?
Yeah.
You don't... That's, but just have it in your basement because when stuff goes down, then you could get that out and, you know, barbed wire is... It's a deterrent.
Yeah,
you know?
It sure is.
Or razor wire. You can go crazy.
If you can get that crap.
Yeah, if you can get
that crap. Can you buy
that
stuff?
I think you can buy it, yeah.
Man, that stuff, yeah.
It's nasty.
Bunch of rolls out in your front yard.
just roll it out around your entire house. You know. Have guns. Have all sorts of weapons. Yeah. You know, that's
build a turret on top of your house.
Build a turret.
Get a 50 cal.
Have a 50 cal on top of your house. These are all things that
this
you can really do.
This is a bell tower. It's got 50 cal.
This is
there.
A bell tower.
This is a bell tower.
So have communication within your compound. That's an inside joke that wasn't really very funny for anyone else. So have, you know, two-way radios or something that you can communicate from one side of your property to the other. Yeah. You know, that's going to be huge with security. A big thing is have a safe haven in your house somewhere. That is in case, you know,
like your bedroom.
You do get breached. You have a place where you all go that has supplies, that has things you need.
Yeah, I've actually thought of that.
You can make it your own Alamo sort of deal. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like my house doesn't have as good
of a... The Alamo doesn't have a basement, just so you know.
Oh, yeah, I know. P.B. Herman found that out.
I'm glad you at least got that.
Okay. My old house that had that little storage room underneath the front porch.
Uh-huh.
I always thought that would be my defense.
I have it right behind me right here.
Oh, yeah?
But the only problem with that is there's not awesome ventilation or anything like that. So if you have to chill in there for a while.
I've got that one long, narrow thing that's like cement wall both sides.
Yep. Have a way that you can barricade that off and have supplies in there. And you know,
I have a Gatling gun down there. So
oh, you do?
Mm. Well, harpoon. Good.
Harpoon.
Just random weapons.
Yeah. So anyways, security.
Good.
Yeah.
Camo.
Just
camo blankets.
Camo. They'll never see you.
Was he under this bed? What bed?
So anyways, right. Security.
No, it's good.
Move on to number 10. Mechanics.
Yeah, so mechanics. So I gave Kobe crap about mechanics.
Yeah, I was like,
mechanics.
We were coming up with
skills.
How are
you going to learn how to build an engine?
And that's not what I meant.
Yeah.
Obviously. So I thought, you know, some basic mechanicking skills are going to come in handy.
They are. So if you're really prepared and have a good setup, you'll have a generator.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's going to need maintenance, spark plug changes, fuel. There's some, speaking of generators, I want one of those that are like dual propane plus.
Yeah.
Gas.
Well, I want a solar one, honestly.
But that's what I want. That's true. But yeah, I mean, you got to know how to basic maintenance of a gas engine, or, you know, maybe you drive a diesel.
Yeah.
How do you keep it fixed up and running? How do you change a battery, swap batteries? How do you swap an alternator? Things to keep whatever vehicle
you have,
that we're going to talk about at some point.
Yep.
The best vehicle.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. But yeah, you got to be able to swap those things out and know how to do it, because
there's stuff's going to break down and you're going to have to know. I mean, you're going to have to make the do with what you have.
Right.
You can't go to Toyota and buy a new Prius.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because you have a Prius, right?
Right.
He doesn't have a Prius.
No, there's too much of a stamp on Earth when you build that thing.
Is it?
So
the batteries are bad for it.
What is it?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you say there was was it you that was saying that?
What?
That it leaves a big footprint.
Yeah, yeah, your carbon footprint's actually bigger because of the batteries. You're trying to get rid of those batteries, and they're super duper toxic. So
freaking Prius.
Yeah.
Anyway, but yeah. So basics of mechanics. If I really had the perfect setup, I would know a mechanic.
Yeah.
You know, I would know somebody that. I guess. My brother and I talked about this. He's a teacher. He's like, well, I'd probably be the first one killed.
Yeah.
He's like, who's going to want a teacher?
Nobody wants a teacher. But no one wants them now.
Yeah. Seriously, they don't get paid anything.
Yeah. So, yeah, you'd have a mechanic in your group.
Yeah, but I mean, because they can do so much.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, how do you learn all that stuff? So when you said that, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, geez, I don't know. But yeah, no, basic mechanics, you know, changing spark plugs, changing tires, changing brakes. I mean, keep your assault vehicle going.
Yes.
But then you've got all kinds of different mechanical things. You know, do you know how to, are you electrical?
Yeah.
You know, can you do anything electrical?
I can't.
Basic stuff. I don't.
I can flip the breaker really well.
Yeah. And I mean, I did some electrical stuff, but when mechanical, there's just so many different
aspects, things
that you wish you knew how to do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, so yeah, what I basically put under mechanics was, gas siphoning.
Yeah.
You know, you need to know what fuel your vehicle takes and how to get it out of other vehicles.
Yeah.
And this is another thing, you really should think about some simple manual to, you know, maybe your vehicle manual. Something.
Those are nice to have.
Kind of teach you how to.
You should just have one now. Yeah. It's just good to have around.
Yeah. You know, learn how to do those simple things to keep whatever motor, whatever robot you're
going
to use.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay. So that was 10?
That was 10.
Is that all you have?
Yeah, that's all.
That's all you have. Okay.
Do you want more? I don't really have more.
I don't want any more, actually. I'm good. Number 11 is water purification, storing, collecting, all that kind of stuff.
How to deal with water.
So these really aren't in any order, because this one's probably one of the most important things you can do as a prepper is having water and storing water and know how to purify water, right?
Yeah.
That's what I have out here. It says right here anyway. So you don't
that's
have
what
to,
I wrote down.
You don't have to agree with me, but that's what I think.
Okay.
So one thing you need to know is, you know, how much water do I actually need?
Yeah.
Because that's something like,
yeah,
we talked about that. I've got a bunch.
Per
is that enough?
Who,
yeah. So, I mean, a basic thing to look at, a family of four needs 270 gallons for 3 months.
Nice.
That's a lot. 270 gallons is a lot.
I know.
So if you think about
that's
it, your hot water heater is usually around 50 gallons.
Jeez.
So that shows you how much you need, right?
Right.
That's a lot. It's a lot.
It is a lot of water.
So anyways, there's different ways to store it. Obviously, bottled water is a really good way to store it. It's really safe because you know that the FDA has looked at it. There's no bacteria. There's none of that stuff that's going to creep in. And
the FDA, huh?
Yeah. They're.
I trust them.
You do. Yes. I'm not saying that they're super trustworthy, but they have at least looked at it and made sure there's no bacteria.
At least there's somebody that doesn't.
Yeah. So you can basically store those indefinitely, right? I mean, you should obviously rotate through those. Keep them in a cool, dry place, out of the sun. Don't put them directly on the cement. That's something you don't want to do.
Yeah, I remember.
Because you can actually, it can leach chemicals into your water and then
you'll become.
Then you have chemicals in your body and then that's not good.
Yuck.
Right?
Freaking chemicals.
Yeah. So don't, here's something. Don't try and use disposable water juice or milk bottles. Those are made for one-time use. Like, don't keep reusing those because sometimes they will give you cancer. Apparently. These have bad chemicals in them. So don't use those. You know, you're going to need more than you think. Because if you think about it, you need it for drinking, obviously. You're going to need it for cooking. You need it for cleaning.
Yeah.
You need it for hygiene, cleaning your body. I mean, there's just so many different things you need it for. There's something my wife has been doing, which is actually pretty cool. We use like the liquid soap, you know, for cleaning, for washing clothes. After one of those is done, she fills it up with water and we put it in the basement. And then we can use that for cleaning. If stuff goes down, so you have
pretty
those.
Smart.
You know what I mean? So those
smarty
just
pants.
Just a quick tip. You know, you get quick tips. And that's my quick tip. So know your purification methods.
Yeah.
You know, for bugging out, for hunkering down, you need to know those. So boiling. Do you know how to boil water? You should be able to know how to do that. Do you know how long you need to boil it to make it safe?
I don't.
10 minutes. Boil it for 10 minutes just to kill everything. Just to be safe, do it for 10 minutes. There's the sand, charcoal, and rock method.
Yeah.
This is pretty popular. Yeah. I mean, it's doable though. You know, you got a container, you have your sand, your fine sand at the bottom, your charcoal in the middle, and then your rocks on the top. This is really good for getting most of the stuff, but
the big sediments,
but asterisk on that, it will not get rid of giardia.
Freaking.
So, just so you know, that's not going to get rid of giardia. Iodine.
Which is common out in those rivers.
It is. Yeah. Iodine.
Yeah.
You know, you can use that. You need about 10 drops per gallon, and you need to let it sit for 30 to 60 minutes. So these are just some quick tips, right? Chlorination. You know, you can use bleach, right?
Blech.
A blech. So 10 drops in per gallon for bleach, I think. That seems like a lot. But
I know. I remember reading that. I think I read per gallon was half a teaspoon. Five gallons.
That's probably about right.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah. So obviously some of the stuff you're not going to want to do, but this is stuff
you need to know.
You can do if you have to.
Yeah.
You know, another method is just have those water filters around.
Yeah.
You know,
have
a life straw, go get a Grail bottle, you know, like we reviewed last week, have that stuff around. Cause it just makes sense to have that stuff
product
around.
Placement.
Product. Yeah. anyways, do that, you know, and then collect rainwater. There's a lot of different methods of rain catchment.
Rainwater or rain?
Rainwater.
Rainwater.
From the sky, Cameron. know how to do that. Know how to store it. Know how to get it. Know how to catch it.
Yeah. Right?
So water is a huge, huge deal. Number 11.
I think a lot of I mean, a lot of your skill needs to focus around. Yeah. Like you said,
exactly.
Water should be one of the top.
Yep.
For sure.
So what's number 12, Cam?
You this know, gardening.
It. Learn how to garden.
So in terms of gardening, you know, it goes down to knowing what kind of seeds are useful, what kind of plants are useful, you know, heirloom, the ones that you can just keep using the seeds from, you know,
exactly.
They have some fruit or
vegetables.
They have some awesome cans with just tons of heirloom seeds.
You have a seed vault.
I do.
Right?
Yep.
How many seeds does that thing have?
Oh, it has so many.
Yeah.
It has tons of there. So, yeah, reusable, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. So, how to, you know, what the plant needs, how to grow it, you know.
Yeah.
Watch, what's that one show with Matt Damon, the Mars one?
Oh, yeah.
He grew freaking potatoes on Mars.
Yeah. Yep.
But, I mean, in different environments, so, you know, what's going to thrive and what's not? What's a waste of time?
Matt Damon's kind of a douche, just so you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean. But like, you know, what seeds are going to, if you're going to plant seeds and wait 3 months and then, you know, you're not going to wait that long. What is this, corn? But like, oh, okay, never grew and then you're screwed.
Yeah,
you know, you
exactly.
know what grows in your area and, and things like that. Ways to get water to it and then different ways to plant without soil.
Yeah.
I sent you a little text on that.
You did actually, yeah.
So I haven't looked much into it.
Like hydroponics?
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it is what you're talking about.
I didn't know there was a special name for it. And I was like, oh, wow. There's like a big deal on it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Hydroponics is huge.
But there's still, this still requires a lot of resources.
It does.
But yeah.
And a lot
of
water.
You don't even need, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So not only are you guzzling it.
Yeah.
What plants are nutritious, can, you know, provide you with a lot of essential, you know, minerals and vitamins you need. How to irrigate. You know, if you're going to be planting some big areas, how to...
You should know a lot of this stuff being a farmer.
You would think I would. But...
You don't.
I mean, irrigating big fields like that was...
Yeah.
Got a big ditch.
Yeah.
Just, you know, throw a few siphons.
What did you guys grow? What did...
Just mainly what the cows needed.
Oh, really?
Just
it was just for the cows?
Corn and hay and we grew...
So the corn was for the cows?
The corn's for the cows. Hay was for the cows.
Okay.
We did, you know, barley, which we sold... But we used, you know, just regular wheat and stuff.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, we grew all those basic ones, but I never grew like potatoes or onions or any of those.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, knowing, you know, how to make the best use of the limited water supply you have or, you know, where to set up a garden in the best situation. Using lighting, you know, setting up lighting in a house or, you know, in a little greenhouse.
Yeah.
So gardening indoors, outdoors, with soil, without soil, what foods are best for their certain, you know, uses and, you know, anyway. Yeah.
Awesome.
A lot of different things with gardening.
So 12 skills you should know right there.
Right.
Guys, that was it, right?
That was it.
We did 12. We did 12.
Those are 12. Bueno skills.
Yeah. So learn those, at least get started with a few of them.
Yeah.
Right.
Or buy books on all of them and then just have them downstairs.
Yeah. I mean, that's obviously a good backup plan, but when stuff goes down, you don't want to be like, oh crap. And
you read
a book trying to figure out, you know,
right.
But yes, have the information around,
you know, where they have all those, like you can buy like, you know, books that you don't need the internet.
Yeah.
And you can have them on your device and store millions of them.
Yeah.
So even though, you know, I'm like, if you have a device, you know, and as long as it's not an EMP or you at least have it protected, you have just a library
of
information that you know, you don't have to worry about the cell towers being down and everything.
You've got
all that. So at least, I mean, I have a whole bunch of junky devices. I
could
just store them in books.
I've got
and
old
then put
iPhones.
Them in my, and you can recharge them with your solar stuff or your crank. So yeah, anyway.
Yeah. Everyone has old iPhones or something sitting around.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Just freaking fill it full of books.
All right, Cam.
It's time for the quick and dirty medical tip.
Oh, already?
It's that time,
the
man.
The tip? I feel like I've just been talking.
I know. It's your turn again.
I'm going to go right into it. Sorry.
Just go right into it. You're good.
All right. So on the medical tip today, wound management. Womb.
Oh,
not
how to manage.
Womb.
Oh.
Not
oh.
womb, but wound.
Being pregnant in the apocalypse.
No, not the wound. Not the womb. So wound management. So yeah, now you got all your medical supplies, you got all your ways to treat, blah, 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 blah. How do you manage a wound? How do you manage different types of wounds?
I know you have to keep them clean.
You do.
Right?
You do. So I just kind of wanted to go over the basics of every wound and managing it. So number one, you know, primary survey, look and see how deep it is. Is there vascular or nerve tissue that's involved?
Vascular or nerve tissue, or both. Okay.
So, you know, did they sever nerve and their hands numb?
Okay.
So deep. So survey it and think, you know, did they hit an artery? Did they hit what? Blah, blah, blah. And then number two, control the bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
So pressure, number one. I mean, that's the easiest one to do. Hopefully that'll do it. If it doesn't, it goes back to knowing how to use a tourniquet.
Yeah. Or quick clot or something like that.
Or quick clot.
Right?
Yeah, if you have that stuff. But before you go jump into stuffing stuff in there or pouring stuff in there,
yeah,
you need to get rid of any crap that's going to cause an infection.
Okay.
So once you've looked at it and controlled the bleeding, because, you know, you can't really do a lot when it's just squirting blood in your face.
Yeah.
You got to look, you know, how deep is it? Does it need antibiotics? Most wounds, you know, they really don't unless they're super dirty and deep,
yeah,
and in an area with low blood flow.
Okay.
So what's the best way to prevent infection?
The best way to prevent infection?
Yeah.
Don't let it get dirty, right?
Right. But if it's dirty.
Oh, but if it's dirty, antibiotics.
Before that. Irrigate that thing.
Oh, irrigate it. Okay.
So, you know, you can go to town on irrigating it.
Can you?
Yeah. So like when we have somebody in the clinic, you know, a big wound comes in,
uh-huh,
we use like 40 to 50 cc's spraying that wound out.
Holy, oh man.
So you don't need like, you know, pressure where it's blowing in your eye back, yeah, in your face, but a good amount of pressure can blow out a bunch of the tissue. And I mean, you just keep doing it. A lot of people think, you know, hydrogen peroxide, alcohol and all that. Alcohol is not bad, but, you know, a lot of people that use those different, you know, cleansing solutions, they're more damaging to the tissue.
And oh, really?
Will actually.
So do you just use water?
Just sterile water.
Sterile, okay,
water, or, yeah, either boiled or just a saline, you know, if you have,
yeah,
IV bags all over the place.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's better than any of those. I mean, they did a study, didn't show that there was any benefit to using those other ingredients. It actually was detrimental to,
wow,
the wound healing.
So just stick with water.
So just irrigate the bejesus out of it.
Yeah.
And then debridement. If you got dead tissue, if you got, you know, big, you know, areas that have just been, it's all jagged and,
yeah,
flappy piece of skin, just clean it out. Just pull little pieces out and,
mm-hmm,
clean it up. So it's, you've got, you know, a nicer border to kind of bring the wound together.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to, you know, you look at what's the best way to close it. So before you close a wound, there's some main things you need to, if it's older than 6 hours, don't do it.
Don't close it?
Yeah, don't close it. Because it actually, there's a higher chance of infection and things. So like yesterday I cut my arm open. Well, we're not going to close it. We're just going to clean it up and keep it clean. So you keep it open.
Oh,
and
wow,
clean it, because yeah, it's worse to close it. So 6 hours, if it's older than 6 hours, don't close it. Small wounds, there's a lot of easy ways. We've talked about closing it, you know, sutures, staples, yeah, tape, and, you know, does it have good blood flow? Is it a low infection risk? You know, if it's a high infection risk, you probably don't want to close it tightly.
Okay.
So, you know, you can open it up and clean it easily.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last thing is just continue to care, have your plan. Does it need, you know, bandage changes? You know, I didn't really go into much detail on that wound management, cause
yeah,
mine is just basic, you know, get it cleaned out, irrigate
beforehand,
it, you know, make sure there's not any major vessels and,
okay,
control the bleeding, and then have your plan of changing the bandages. And if it's serious, I mean, they freaking got a gaping wound in their neck.
Yeah.
Wound. I combined wound and wound.
Yeah.
Then, you know, you got to seek some,
yeah,
better medical attention,
right,
somehow. But yeah, anyway.
Cool.
There you go. Wound management.
Simples. So that'll be on the website soon, right?
Yes, it will.
Like,
so soon.
Like tomorrow?
Like right before this next podcast, number 7.
Yeah. Okay.
No, I'll try and get it out there.
Awesome. So now we're going to move on to the Patriot, the Alpha Outpost box real quick. It was kind of fun to get a box like this. I wrote kind of a I don't know if you guys go check out the review I wrote on the website because it's a little out there, but you know, it's just kind of fun.
It's
to
a good
get,
review. It's a patriotic review.
Yeah, it's kind of fun to get a box that's a little bit different. We're so used to getting all these fire starters, knives. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's kind of
gun cleaner.
Yeah, it's just kind of nice to get something that's kind of fun. And this is the Patriot box.
It did seem pretty.
You know, it's kind of fun. So we got the hat that had like the Alpha Outpost logo. I think you got that, didn't you?
I did.
You look good in it.
It's a good hat.
So it's a nice little hat. A bandana, American flag bandana, which looks pretty
awesome.
Yeah,
I got that too.
American flag patch. This sweet little patch is now on my bug out bag. It's awesome. And then, you know, an Alpha Outpost patch as well. It's supposed to come with a shirt. It didn't come with a shirt on ours. I don't know if it was just because...
It was?
Yeah, well... Really? The shirts didn't make it in there. You were supposed to like go on Grunt Style and put the thing and put the code in there. My code didn't work.
Oh.
So Alpha Outpost, what the heck? Maybe it's just because it's a review box. It's possible.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Understandable.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We got some sunglasses. I look good in those.
I didn't see
them.
By
the way. I know, because I told them I didn't want you to take them.
Freaking.
I got the sunglasses. Two metal shot glasses.
Yeah, my kids play with those.
Do they? Your kids are playing with shot glasses.
Yeah. They've been putting chocolate milk in them.
The Pocket Constitution is pretty awesome.
Oh, I did see that.
Yeah, and I took it. I have it already.
That's
it's like
cool.
A leather-bound, nice little Pocket Constitution.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's pretty freaking cool.
Alpha Outpost is kind of funny because they have their the values of everything next to each of these items. Next to the Pocket Constitution, it says... priceless. So that's pretty awesome.
Nice,
right?
It's true.
Yeah. A nice little like Zippo type lighter with an American flag on it, some stickers, a water bottle, and that's it.
Well, apparently Kobe held most of this from me.
I gave you the water bottle, didn't I, or did I take it? I don't know.
No, you took it.
I mean, that's what you get.
So basically, if you're an American,
yeah,
you should get this box.
You need to get it. Like, just go down to... we actually have... There's a link on the review I wrote. So go click on that. That's
if you're
how
an illegal alien living in America, you should get this box.
Everybody should get it. Everybody should get it.
Yeah.
So just go... there's a link in the article from the website. Click there. Go there. That's how we want you to do it. That says, Casual Preppers sent us, you know what I mean? So go ahead and click on that link and go check it out. That's all we have for today. But before we go, for you, the listeners of the Casual Preppers podcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with 30-day free trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. So we've suggested in the past Disaster Diaries. That's a really good one to go check out. 1 Second After. And I actually think they've got the book you're reading, the Bushcraft book.
They do.
On Audible.
I'm pretty sure.
So why not go do that? You're going to get it for free.
Yeah.
It's no charge, guys. Yeah. No charge.
Free means you don't pay anything.
Free means you don't pay anything. So to download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/casualprepperspodcast. That's audibletrial.com/casualprepperspodcast.
Podcast.
So get your free audiobook.
Get it.
That's all we have. Please come see us on the website, casualpreppers.com.
Mm-hmm.
Come see us on Instagram.
We'll be there.
Come see us on Facebook.
Maybe even live.
Yeah, we might. Yeah, we need to do a Facebook Live pretty soon.
We should, yeah.
We're going to do that.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, we should do that. So I'll see you guys later.
Peace out.